Meeting's called to order for the Monday, July 7th Library Joint Powers Authority Board meeting. May I have a roll call, please?
Supervisor Friend.
Here.
Supervisor McPherson. Councilmember Matthews.
Here.
Councilmember Reed.
Here.
Councilmember Norton, alternate here. For Mike Termini. Councilmember Terraza.
Here.
Citizen Campbell.
Here.
Citizen Dexter. Citizen Mosier.
Here.
Thank you. We have a quorum. The next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda for July 7th.
Mr. Chair, I would have a motion that we approve the agenda as is, with the change of moving item number 13, which is a report on closed session, up to item 3.5, come right after oral communications.
Is there a second? Okay, motion by Mayor Reed, second by Councilmember Matthews. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Okay, the next item on the agenda is 2.5, which is our report out from closed session.
Oral communications.
Excuse me, oral communications. Is there anyone who wishes to speak before the library board at this time for an item that's not included on the agenda? Anyone? No? Okay, seeing none, we'll bring it back to the body for the next item on the agenda, which is the report out from closed session.
Thank you, members of the board. Tony Condotti, Assistant City Attorney. The board met in closed session this evening to consider an item of pending litigation, that is the lawsuit entitled Holloway versus the Library Joint Powers Authority Board. Received advice from legal counsel and gave direction. There was no reportable action taken.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, number 4, the presentation, the Law Depot database.
The staff that are supposed to present that don't seem to be in the room. So
why don't we carry this over to the next meeting, seeing that they're not here?
Or
they
later.
They were here.
So why don't we go on and we'll come back?
We'll go on to the number 5 and we'll turn back to 4 when they're ready. So number 5 is a consent agenda. These are all taken in one motion unless one of the board members would like to remove one of the consent items, consent agenda items for discussion. Okay, I'll come back.
Sorry.
So the minutes of June 2nd had a change, had a change on page 11. It's accepting the facilities master plan implementation, not families master plan, which is in there correctly. That's included in there, so in case you were asking about that, that's been corrected.
Sorry.
I'd like to remove B, just for a point of clarification.
Okay.
Sure. And I
had
something on that as well.
Okay. So why don't you, if you want to begin?
Sure. On page 3 of the minutes and page 5 of the packet, we have Supervisor Friend's motion, seconded by Councilmember Matthews, that the board adopt the following items. And my question is the word adopt, because we say we adopt the Library Financing Authority to be the joint powers authority that sponsors the ballot initiative, and I note that we have that on the current agenda. So if we adopt, if this was a matter of adoption, then perhaps we need to have a motion. If we're going to change that, we have to refer back to this. Or perhaps this should just be recommended, because I'm not sure the board has authority to adopt that. I thought the wording was unclear at the minimum, and I was concerned about it just because of the fact that this issue is coming back up before us today.
I've lost you. What page
it's
are you on?
It's on page 5 right here. It's on 3.
The motion to adopt 4 items, and the last one is to adopt the Library Financing Authority to be the Joint Powers Authority. And that issue's back before us today. So I just wanted to point out, if we adopted this, that we need to have perhaps a motion that says that we've modified it. Or we could change the word adopt to recommend.
Well, maybe that's a case where we go back and see what the tape said, rather than do revisionist history.
Okay, I couldn't remember, I just read it and went, whoops.
So what we'll do then is pull the that particular item from the consent, which is the June 2nd minutes, and just review that particular motion to make sure that the language is included.
It's actually the May 5th.
The May 5th minutes, excuse me.
You had asked for B to get pulled.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about B.
Yeah.
Is that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was on B.
My mistake.
It's
and,
on A.
And right? I wanted to pull B.
It was A. Okay, so that's from item A. That's from the May 5th minutes. And so are you comfortable with that?
Yeah.
Can we move to the next one? Okay. Councilmember Matthews?
On B, which is on page 12, it talks about the motion to appoint a facilities master plan committee. And in the discussion, that was something that I had initiated. In the discussion, it mentions that it would not be a Brown Act committee, but it would have a specific sunset. And then in the discussion after that, though it's not reflected in the minutes, there was agreement that it would be a Brown Act committee, it would be open, people, members of the public could attend. That was my understanding of how that unfolded. So the recommendation is not in conflict, it's just kind of silent on it.
The motions were kind of hard to actually decipher what was actually in the motion, so it has been, the intent is that it be a Brown Act committee, and that has been followed. Do you want that reflected in the motion again?
What I would do is have that reflected in the actual motion.
So then what we can do is
pull that and then
review the minutes just like with A. So for B, make sure that the motion reflects the discussion that took place during
that. But I think that change we can make right now. I could just make a motion that the minutes be amended. See, we're at the stage of approving the minutes. And I think I can just make a motion that we revise the minutes of that meeting to indicate that the intent was that it be a Brown Act committee.
Is there any discussion on that?
I'll second.
Okay. So, I mean, if that's the case, if this is the only change and reflects the consensus of the group, then we can approve that now. So making a motion.
So I'll make a motion that we approve those minutes with that modification.
Second by citizen member Mosher. Okay, so all those in favor?
Aye.
I'll abstain on the both A and B.
Okay.
I'm going to abstain on B.
Okay.
Other than that, we're good.
Okay. So.
Can we just make sure Helga got that?
It's just proof that we pay attention.
Well, I think it was important because the narrative on the discussion said it wouldn't be, and then the final action was that it would be.
It's who abstained? Dennis?
Abstained
on A and B.
Abstained on A and B. Zach abstains on B.
This is on just on B. The motion that Councilmember Matthews put was just on B.
There was no motion on A.
Yeah, there was no motion on A.
We're just carrying over. So there's no motion on A. B is just.
Do we have to move to carry it over?
I think that'd be fine. Can we move to carry over?
Okay, I'm going to move that we carry over approval of minutes of May 5th to our next meeting.
I'll second that.
Okay. So maybe that's just one motion. Motion by Councilmember Matthews, mm-hmm. Second by Citizen Member Mosher. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. That passes unanimously with Councilmember Norton abstaining. Okay, now we just need to approve C. The consent.
And I'm happy to make that motion. I do have a question.
Okay.
On page 20 of our packet, in the monthly statistical report, in June, everything is shown as a drop of 100%. And I know
we haven't done June yet. This is really only May. We run a month behind. When this came out, we don't have the June data yet.
So.
Okay.
So why include it?
Well, the template is there.
Oh, okay.
The template is there for the year.
And so. I noticed that we're kind of switching between systems.
We're switching between systems, so
yeah.
I mean, we're going to finish out the year
this
way, and then we're going to go into some new things next in July.
So
I did notice that it didn't have the note about being whether it includes or doesn't include, has that been corrected now?
Well, it's with a new computer system, so yes.
Great. So as of May, we're now confident of the number, more or less?
Yes, but what they all mean, I'm going to work on it in July to make things a little
clearer.
So I'll move approval of C.
Motion by Councilmember Matthews. Second by citizen member Campbell. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, passes unanimously. Okay, moving on back up to the presentation for the Law Depot database with Heather Norquist and Valerie Murphy.
While they're getting things on, we've subscribed to a number of new databases with the new year, and we just thought we would start showing you some of them because they're really kind of exciting, the information we have available.
So I'm Valerie, this is Heather, and I'm a reference librarian, Heather's a selection librarian, and as Teresa said, this is the time of year where we get all of our new databases, and this is one of them. So this is, we're going to show you Law Depot today. So to get to Law Depot, you start at our homepage and click on Internet Resources. And on the left there, you can see the subject headings. And if you scroll down to Law, you'll see that there are two databases under the subject of Law. Law Depot is the new one, and we're keeping Legal Information Reference Center because they really sort of fill two different roles. So Law Depot is mainly a source of legal forms, and it's delivered in a really great online, easy-to-use way. Legal Information Reference Center is one of our EBSCO databases, and what it provides basically is all the NOLO Press books online. So if any of you are familiar with NOLO Press, you know that it's a press out of Berkeley that is really great for all kinds of law self-help resources. And we used to, of course, only have NOLO Press in print, and they were really valuable and hard to get a hold of and had long request lists. So now we have NOLO Press online, which is great. And although you can get to some forms in the Legal Information Reference Center, Law Depot has a much more current and easy way to do that. So that's what we're going to show you today. So you can click on Law Depot, and that gets you to the RB Digital Gateway. You might recognize this if you've used the other databases that are provided from this vendor, the RB Digital Gateway. Vimeo is the magazine online database, and IndieFlix is the streaming movie database. So now we have Law Depot as well. This is one of those databases where you do have to set up a secondary account. So it will ask for your library card number and a little bit of personal information, usually just, in the case of Law Depot, just an email address and a password. So it's pretty easy to do. And if you've already set up an account for either Zinio or IndieFlix, you're already in. So we're just going to go ahead and log in. This is Heather's account. So this is Law Depot. And you'll see up at the top, there's a bunch of different topics pertaining to legal issues. These are all things that you can fill out. It's tailored by the state that you're in. So you provide them with a California address. It's going to be all California forms. And these are some of the most common legal issues and forms that we get asked for at the library. So we're really excited about this. So we thought we'd show you really quickly just one form. We're going to show you the healthcare directive. Is instead of having to go in and type on little lines and try to get things lined up and have to do it repeatedly, you just give them your information and it's going to populate every single form with the information that you've given them. And you can go through step by step. It's really easy to use. And you'll see if you're having like any sort of confusion about the form that you're using, there's a bunch of little frequently asked questions on the right side. And if you hover over those question marks, you'll see that they'll give you a little bit more information. The information isn't super detailed. So again, that's one of the reasons we kept Legal Information Reference Center, because you can get the much more detailed background on some of these legal problems. they do have what they call their law library, Law Depot does, and that's a series of frequently asked questions for each of these forms. And there's really good detailed information on that. But the law library is very useful. So you just save and continue as you go. If you want to see what the document's looking like, you can just click on that update preview, and it will show you what you have so far. And so you can see this is the Durable Power of Attorney for Healthcare, and it's being all filled out with the information that Heather entered. So it just takes you through. If you do save and continue, it takes you right to the next step. And it tells you, you know, this is the part now that's going to cover, you know, whether or not you want to appoint somebody as your durable power of attorney and who that's going to be. And then you fill in the information for that person that you're appointing. And then it will take you to the next step. If you have a faster Wi-Fi. But if you hit finish, you can see. So when you're all done creating your document, this is the great thing about Law Depot. You can just save it in the cloud, in the Law Depot cloud. You can also save it to your own computer or device. But everything is saved for you in your Law Depot account. And you can go back, you can change things, edit it, print it out. When you do save, it gives you the option of saving as a PDF, HTML, or as a Word document. And I went ahead and created something and saved it as a Word document and brought it back up on a completely different computer just to make sure that it really worked. And it did. It was great. It printed out beautifully in Word document form. So it's really, we think that our patrons are really going to get a lot of use out of it. They won't have to be waiting around for the pesky NOLA Press form and printing things out and adding things in. It's all online. It's really easy. And it's a really great resource. So we're excited about it. There's the save. So you can save it to your computer, save it to your computer. And it, remember, you know, it's got it all in your little account right there. Ready to go.
Thanks, Valerie.
That's
great. Are there any questions from the board members?
As part of our agreement with this vendor, kind of service level agreement that they will keep the forms updated and otherwise legally sound per se?
Yeah. That's one of the things that appealed to us about it, is that the forms are updated very frequently. Even the NOLA Press online is not everything is 2014. So that's kind of the disadvantage with NOLA Press. So yeah, it's
pretty cool.
And they have help, which is really nice. This is one of the vendors that does provide their own help desk. So if patrons get into trouble or they have more questions, and we tested it out, the chat helped, and they were very prompt. They got right back to us. So that was great.
Sean, did you have another question? Any other questions? Councilmember Matthews?
Well, every time we have a presentation here and looking through the minutes and notes and reports, I see about six opportunities for a press release and a story everywhere. I mean, to me, just beefing up our IT resources is too much. I mean, this is a specific thing that I think is of real interest to people. Mm-hmm. And that, and it also seems to me there are so many subpopulations to promote this to. And I don't know if you guys are doing that or what, but
the marketing team is about to embark on a major plan to, these are all new databases that are just coming in now, so we give staff a chance to learn how to use them first before we give them too much press. And then my understanding is Janice is delayed on vacation. She got delayed getting back.
Well, I noticed something about the publicity on the new databases was waiting till it was finished talking. But, you know, we've had so many things come online, and it seems like you could have had 10 stories in that.
Well, they put things out. They don't always get picked up places, but they do. Everything goes out on Facebook, and Diane's also on vacation. The marketing team's
just
all gone.
But, it seems to me there are lots of different constituencies you have your idea bank of the stories, and then which are the constituencies that this would particularly appeal to, and what are all the little newsletters, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Especially, without saying, you know, we want people to be so impressed at what our library is doing.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's my two cents.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking the same thing. We had the mango languages, we've had the music, so there's all these different subsets of groups that are very interested in these programs, and it'd be nice to like do like a targeted, you know, campaign, and then see whether or not that generates more people to subscribe for a library card or something because they want access to legal services.
Yeah.
My question was, do we get charged by the number of users, or I mean, is there a baseline that, you know, this database allows us to have X number of users accessing the forums, and then above that we get charged more, or?
Our pricing is tiered according to the service population.
Okay. And just one other thought was that, you know, sometimes having a partner of someone in the community, mm-hmm. maybe groups that do like community legal services or, you know, self-help for businesses, so they bring them in to kind of talk about how this library resource, because I know we did that for people that were searching for jobs a couple years ago. I think you guys did a campaign.
Right.
We brought people in to sign up for applications or access for job services. This would be one where you can find key partners to help, you know, promote these on our behalf.
The vendor suggested we promote this with the Human Resources Department in the county, just getting all the employees to do a health service environment.
Great.
And, well, I mean, just on that theme, Health Improvement Partnership, which is a collaborative of all the healthcare providers, public and private, and in the county, has made part of its, it's one of its priority issues for the past 3 years, I think, has been the advanced healthcare directives. And if you go to any physician, their PAMP or anybody, they're asking, do you need your advanced directives? I mean, it's a huge part of complete medical care. So I think you could partner with PAMP and Dominion Hospital and all. I mean, seriously, that's what I mean about the niches.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent that music, forget the name of it.
Soundswell.
Yeah. Sent that to the jazz club. I happen to know the guy. And so, you know, everyone has these little networks that goes out to their emails. So I would just say for the marketing group, it's a great brainstorming opportunity. And people who never thought that the library was going to be particularly relevant also see that it's hitting a niche for them.
It's great. Great presentation. I don't know if there's a question from anyone that has any additional questions to for Valerie or about in the database. Seeing none, thank you. We'll move on to the next item, which is staff recognition.
Well, we have the monthly report. I don't believe any of these staff are here tonight. But we also have a new staff member who started on last Tuesday. Sorry, I'm just getting back from vacation today. I'd like to introduce Amy Cherman to you. She's lived in Santa Cruz since 1974. She graduated from UCSC with a BA in literature, and then San Jose State, she does have her MLS. Amy lives in Live Oak with her husband, who's worked at Seagate for 33 years. Two adult sons who are both in college and work locally, and three miniature dachshunds who take their hunting and family guard dog responsibilities very seriously. It's always important to us what pets people know. Amy's professional back, after the interview, Amy's professional background includes library staff training and development, public library reference and youth services, academic reference and instruction librarianship, educational website usability testing, and book design and editing. And Amy is our new learning systems coordinator. So she's responsible for training and beyond, creating an environment of learning at the library. So welcome, Amy. And,
Thanks.
You'll get to go before council in a couple of weeks, my guess. So get to see a couple of these people again.
Yeah. Great. Thank you. Okay, then we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, number 7, which is the Friends of the Santa Cruz Public Libraries Report.
Hi, I'm Ada Pianos. I'm representing the Friends tonight. We would, as you see on your agenda, we also are recognizing one of our longstanding volunteers and members, Lorraine Cenedos, who has done something marvelous for us. We have a large expense for storage, and it was costing us over $6,000 a year. Lorraine has given us a facility where we can store books. As you know, we have to save books for the big sale. We have to have a place to put them because I don't think Teresa wants them all in the library. They would be in the way. So that has enabled us then to budget differently and to be of more assistance to the library. So we wanted to recognize Lorraine for what she has always done for the Friends, and especially what she's doing for the Friends now. We were able and have designated and voted on a campaign contribution of $15,000 in this fiscal year, which we just closed. Our fiscal year runs from June to June. So having done that, it is our goal, since we really support the intention to improve the library system as a whole, to do as much as we can to raise funds for the special election campaign. In order to do that, we just ask that the board, in as efficient and quick a manner as possible, make the decisions about the allocation of the funds to the specific purposes that you see fit to allocate the money for. We don't have any position on how that money is spent. We just want to raise money to help you pass that special election because we believe it benefits the whole library system and all the people in the community that use it. And it would really help facilitate us in the raising of money when people ask us, well, what are we going to do with this money? We can tell them exactly where their money will go. And I think there's so many people in this community that support the library system that, you know, they'll want to help us once they hear our pitch about what you have all decided to do with the money and how it's going to improve every piece of the system countywide. Or as far as our library systems go. Additionally, I just want to mention that no matter where your grocery store is, if you'd all shop at Whole Foods for 90 days, we'd really appreciate it because we are going to be their donation nonprofit of choice for the next 90 days. And every time you say, I don't need my nickel, we will get your nickel. We are also having Cindy's chapter in La Selva Beach is having their book sale in connection with the La Selva Beach Craft Show on July 12th. We are a supporter of the Festival of the Book, Kids Only Book Sale, and we provide children's books and food, and we have a summer reading program where kids at the end who complete the program get a free book, and it's all, you know, part of what we try to do to encourage literacy in children. And I think that's about as busy as we have been. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from board members? Thank you so much for all your work. I think if anyone shops at for 90 days at Whole Foods, I think it'll bankrupt them. So as much as you can shop there to support the library.
You should just drop in and buy a bottle of water.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Thanks. All right, so.
Let me just.
Go right ahead.
So generous of the Friends to make that commitment in the fiscal year that's just ended. So thank you.
We're happy to see this.
I know. And
have the library system.
The dynamic of the board was terrific, and we have opened a bank account and file our papers, so we're good.
Great. Okay, next item on the agenda is member reports. Any member reports? Seeing none, we'll move on to our staff reports. To Teresa.
Okay, Marcus is on vacation. So
It's informational. Are there any questions regarding the fiscal snapshot that's included in the board packet on page 27? Any members of the public that have any questions regarding the fiscal snapshot? Okay, bringing that back here, we'll just accept the report and move on to item number 10, Finance Committee Report.
The chair is Mike Termini. He's not here. Martha's not here. Cynthia, do you want to say something or do you want me to?
We can defer the report for the next meeting unless you have something urgent.
I was not prepared to make a report. As I recall, there was no earth-shaking news.
Okay. The committee did agree to meet quarterly in light of all the other meetings that are happening related
That's
to the
how urgent
plan.
It was.
The next meeting is not until October, and they've also recommended not to expand their membership at this time.
Okay. Thank you. So next item, other business. We have two items under action items, so we can just take those in order with item A.
First one's a pretty meaty report on the facilities master plan update. There's some action recommended and direction to be given. I'm just going to actually jump to that, and if there's questions, then the CFD formation issue is actually a separate report, so that'll be next. Project planning, it is recommended that we try to get some of the projects as shovel ready as possible before June in order not to lose time, because time is money. So the question before the board is whether you'd like each jurisdiction to work on this individually, or should it be a coordinated effort? And the basically the committee, the steering, the facilities master plan subcommittee that was formed, is recommending an approach for the spending of the money to be given to each jurisdiction. I just wanted to, just don't know if you'll accept that or not, but this is related to that. As we move forward, should each jurisdiction just be dealing with its own planning for its projects, or do you want some sort of coordination in this advanced planning before the vote?
What was the committee recommendation?
The committee didn't actually recommend on this particular item. The committee is recommending that when it comes to the, when the money comes in, when the bond passes and the money is available, that it be allocated to each jurisdiction to do its own projects. And how it's allocated is still to be determined. Yeah, help me out here, Sean and Cynthia. So that the actual building of the facilities would be done by each jurisdiction. For its projects.
But we did express interest in knowing more about how some advanced planning might work to develop some cost savings, some consistency among the projects, and so forth.
And as part of the study session that is recommended later in this report, I have spoken with Group 4, and they are prepared to not only speak to the issue of the money and how much it would buy, but also various options in terms of moving forward, creating standards, and at what level, or one architect to oversee all of it, which I did not sense was the will of the committee. But the committee was leaning more towards wanting to know more about the development of standards, which lends itself to each jurisdiction doing its own individual planning, perhaps with some guide and direction from some standards that are set. So it's kind of, it would kind of help to know which direction, how the board is leaning, so that they can tailor the discussion so we don't get bogged down in presenting options that no one's interested in.
So I'm going to bring it back to the committee members, see if they have anything else they'd like to add from the discussions that maybe highlighted in the report that's included in the packet.
Well, that would be one. I mean, I don't know what page we're on, but...
What's it? 29 and...
Okay.
28, yeah,
28.
28.
Mostly, I think we were interested in having Group 4 come and meet with us. My thought was, certainly, an effort to include all the JPB members, but I would also like to have invited to this any council members, supervisors who have an interest in this, because, I mean, this is really the big issue for a long, long time that this board is going to be making the decision is what is the scope of the projects. And so, and there's been turnover on the board, and it's in many cases the discussion's been kind of at the 10,000 foot level. So my thought was to have Group 4 back, the group that did the facilities master plan, and have a study session in which they could go through and describe what it means for each branch. It is there, but it's different when you just read the graph and you know, when you have someone describe it to you, and have one or more of our library staff talk about what does it, and I think Group 4 is also equipped to do this, what does it mean to be a 21st century library, so that we start with a common knowledge base. Personally, I'd be quite willing to take time and do a Boulder Creek to La Selva Beach tour also. I did that quite a few years ago, and it's really instructive to see all the branches and see, well, this is wrong in this branch, this is falling apart in this branch, this is rotten in this branch, and you know, it makes it all more real as we're arriving at this decision. So,
also the great stuff, too.
Yeah, but of course, but particularly what needs fixing, because that's what we're talking about. So I think that was the one recommendation. The other was that we at least explore, and I don't think we had a strong bias one way or the other, but we explore what it might mean to do some advanced standards planning, and Group 4 could describe that to us.
The first three items were actually not in the charge of the subcommittee. Mm-hmm. Those are direction from the board for me to go back and get, bring back more information. The project planning one kind of leads into the other one, but it wasn't specifically your charge, the charge of the committee. So I'm basically bringing back a couple of directions to go on that.
Let me just ask, because the special meeting talking about group four coming in, would it be like the time they presented the plan to begin with, where they had the images and dimensions of what proposals are going on?
It can be whatever you want it to be, but yes, basically, okay. That presentation was broader.
Well, that's why I guess I'm wondering if, like, would it help to have something set up, like more of an open house rather than a special meeting and people can comment on things? I don't know what the goal is of, you know, having them come in. I mean, we're going to hear the presentation, or is it just...
It's to explain, now that we've kind of settled on a total dollar amount, mm-hmm. what does that dollar amount get you and what doesn't it get you?
Can you get more for your dollar?
Yeah, and how can you get more for your dollar? What kind of efficiencies can we achieve? So what kind of cooperation and, you know, design standards and that kind of thing? So it's really honing in on what their recommendations were before.
With the $63 million.
Right.
Okay, different scenarios.
Yeah.
What's possible? Did you want to add anything, Sean?
I think it's an excellent idea to invite council members and supervisors, other members of the elected bodies that might not be as, you know, fully plugged in or, you know, have attended as many sessions as we on this board might have, in order to be able to visualize and clarify what the options are on the table and what those dollars will get us. I think that's a great idea.
And I would certainly want the Friends board particularly to be included in that invitation. It'll be a study session, you know, it's open to the public, but I think it's a chance to kind of all get on the same page in terms of our information. And I did also mention to Teresa about just having it videotaped, because say someone's on vacation and can't make it, then, you know, they have access to it.
And I've made progress on that.
Okay. So any other board discussion on this item?
I just had a couple questions. One. In terms of where the different construction projects are at, is Felton the only one that has been started? Is that right? Are all the other ones we would be embarking on the planning stage?
Dennis, do you want to address Capitola?
Capitola.
Where is Capitola in the process?
We really even hadn't completely decided on a location yet. We're studying two different places within the city. We did a recent survey, and we went out to 300 local people on it, and it was good response towards the library. We have a library committee that we formed, and we don't have an architect, although there has been an architect involved with us in the past. And so we're still at formulation stage. We're a ways away. We're probably a year to a year and a half from actually coming out of the ground, realistically.
Any other questions?
The idea of having the study session, are you seeing that in addition to the tour, or are you thinking we'll do that? The report didn't mention a study session, or at least I didn't catch it. It was more that we go place to place.
I think it said and/or, didn't it?
So what are you thinking? Would we do both?
Or? I think for the tour, I mean, I've personally taken one. That's available at any time, right, to coordinate to do a tour.
But so it doesn't have to be group four. I thought this would be.
Oh, this would be with the architect.
Oh, with the architects. Okay, I was. Yeah, in the past, taking the tour.
I'm in the process of finishing my tour.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't been doing it with this particular issue in mind. So.
Okay.
But I don't know. But
it's an idea.
Yeah.
Open.
You could decide after the study session that you want to go on the tour.
That's true.
I think the study session is a good idea because I think it could reach more people. Mm-hmm. So maybe we do that and then see if we want to do the tour.
Any other discussion, Supervisor Friend?
Just so I even understand what's going on right now, which I think is a little bit unclear, is the extent of what we're discussing right now just simply the initial recommendation under the scope of projects, or are we discussing, because in your presentation, Teresa, you sort of jumped all around talking about the actions recommended on page 30, and then you left that, and so I want to really know what it is we're actually deciding on at this moment.
There's several actions that I would like to see the board take tonight. We did jump to the study session one. You can take them one at a time.
So these are, you're looking at page 30. These are
page 30.
The recommendations.
These are the actual
this is what we're kind of considering
actions I'm
right
recommending.
Now.
Now, the CFD is a separate report.
Yeah. So
can I ask that to that, since we're on, I'm sorry, Chair.
Go right ahead.
Is that okay? On item 4A, which to me strikes me as the item we're talking about, so we can assume that the $63 million was decided, just out of curiosity, whom was that decided by? That the number's been, I mean, I know that we've been presented with different numbers. I've seen the Bregman study. I know there's been multiple studies with Bregman. We're supposing that that's a solid number now, so I just want to ensure that that actually is a solid number.
Fairly solid, yes. We
based
still
on a follow-up conversation then with Gene, or I just want to know what's justifying the numbers.
That's what the board, didn't the board,
that's been our
that
operating,
last been operating number.
I understand.
We need some refinement, but.
Right, so it's been a guess number that we've, because we were presented with a lot of numbers. I mean, the poll presented multiple numbers. And there's been discussion over time about that number changing. This solidifies $63 million as a number. I want to make sure that we're clear about that. So I want to make sure that we're also clear as to where
I'm
that number is coming from.
Pretty sure that that's what was approved last.
This doesn't commit to any particular ballot language, but it just has a better understanding of what $63 million about.
Yeah, I get that. But if I put a number in a recommendation, I consider that a number that we're operating from,
mm-hmm.
from that point forward.
That has been the
and it's been a basic operating just sort of assumption. This is formalizing it now because this is direction to move forward. Before, a lot of it was just direction to send things to nebulous bodies that came back with totally useless and unhelpful information, and now we're here trying to solidify things.
Well, let me just go because I just did a quick glance, and I know, I think it wasn't the May 5th agenda that we're going to have
agendas
back and approved, but it was there was a motion that passed unanimously, Supervisor Friend, and
yeah.
Second by Councilmember Matthews, that the board recommend proposing the ballot initiative to be set at $63
right.
million for the 10-branch system, and
right.
that the CCAC
yes,
return with their final JPA recommendations 1 month from now, which
page,
is right. now.
Page 6.
No, I remember. I do remember. I remember making that motion in Scotts Valley, but then everything got imploded when the JPA, when the administrators couldn't come to any decision. So I thought that everything was kind of on the table again. And I'm comfortable. I'm not disagreeing with the 63 number. I just want to make sure everybody understands that that's the number that this group is settling on. And I considered it an unsettled number based on the discussions that the administrators were having.
What is unsettled is how the $63 million will be spent.
Yeah.
I thought there was that also wasn't necessarily the case. I thought my understanding is that there was a discussion as to whether or not the bond measure should be increased, the parcel tax should be increased.
Okay, let me just keep because I see people here
yeah.
don't mind. We'll have
no,
to
please.
Okay, Mayor Reed.
So to Zach's point, my impression was we're using $63 million as the benchmark for now.
Mm-hmm.
But the assumption, I've got to believe that we're going to do a poll shortly before we go to ballot again, and that may. Who knows if that's going to say $63 million is the number, or it's 73 or 43 or something in between. But for planning purposes, we're erring on the side of a larger number in case we get good poll numbers. But depending on what number we get back, we might decide to go out for 52, and then we've got to pare the amount down now. So to me, that's the understanding I'm working from. And so given that, I don't know that the number that we picked today is overly significant. It probably is better to err on the side of a larger rather than a smaller number. But to Zach's point, this is just what this is a straw man for now, on my understanding. And we're going to pick a final number after we've got fresh data in the early part of next year.
And that's why knowing what $63 million will buy
yes.
and what
exactly.
it won't
so
buy
exactly.
and what reductions from it, that's what
yeah.
Group 4 would be presenting on, so that you've got that information, so that you know what you're
right.
Perhaps the motion shouldn't include the Perhaps the motion shouldn't include the $63 million figure. There'll be an understanding that we're working from that, but taking your point, perhaps we don't want to have that. It's a working assumption at this point.
Well, that was something that I know we still need to bring back the May 5th agenda for approval, but it was something that was approved, unanimously to have that as a figure, notwithstanding what Supervisor Friend mentioned about the whole JPA discussion. We're not locking into an amount, but at least gives a figure that can be used for the discussion as part of the presentation.
Right. Group 4 needs a number to be working
right.
from.
Right. I don't feel strongly on it, but I do think it's probably valid to have a number so that there's some element of forced choice that's introduced into this.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So it's not just a wish list.
Yeah.
So are we to the point of doing motions?
I think I'm going to see if anyone from the public would like to speak to this first item A, which is
4A.
Which is item A. It's actually 11A, right? Accept the facility's master plan implementation update, take action, and provide direction as indicated in the report. This is pages 28 through 35 in the agenda packet. Does anyone would like to speak to this discussion? No? Okay, bring it back here for a motion.
We have a lot of different
or discussion.
Bits and pieces.
Okay. Well, then let's just break them up.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Well, I'll start with number 4A, since that's where our discussion is right now. That we schedule a study session with Group 4 and the library director with the purpose of better understanding exactly what the target of $63 million will buy for each facility. And I would add how 21st century library standards can be achieved with that amount.
Motion by Councilmember Matthews. Is there a second?
I'll second it only because I can't think of something better to currently say it. But, I mean, I think that we've got the point in the minutes that the intention of the board is to not solidify a specific number. As Councilmember Reed said, it's just to provide a framework by which they're going to work from, but not necessarily that we've made a decision on that number. I think it's an important clarification.
That's why I included the word
term target.
Yeah. Okay, motion by Councilmember Matthews, second by Supervisor Friend. Is there further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Passes unanimously. Okay, now let's keep working through this. Is there any other?
Well, you need to go back to the actions recommended and go through all these others.
Well,
right?
Let's actually, if we do 4B, that'll help inform number 2.
Okay.
So this is, and the issue of the CFD, no matter how it's formed, there will be a CFD. When the measure passes, the CFD will issue the bonds, and then the CFD will distribute the funds to each jurisdiction for projects that will be explicitly described in the CFD agreement. Then each jurisdiction will be expected to build what is described and will be required to do so in close consultation with a designated library liaison and with each other in order to achieve maximum efficiencies in purchasing and economies of scale wherever possible. This is the motion as it was passed by the subcommittee to bring to this group.
Supervisor Frank.
I'm prepared to move that with one point of clarification, which is that since this goes to the jurisdictions, even though there's a library liaison, that person does not, let's put it this way, the final determinant authority rests in the jurisdictions under the understanding of this, correct?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It mandates that the library, professional librarians will be involved in the library design discussions.
I respect that, but the final decisions rest in the hands of the mm-hmm. jurisdictions. I mean, that's an important clarification.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that that's actually explicit in this motion, hence that's why I didn't know that I wanted to fully move it. So can we just add that sentence in, that the final, I should be a wordsmith, but I'm not, just that the final, I don't know, the decisions rest in the hands of the respective jurisdictions, if that adds the correct amount of clarity. If that's the intention of the subcommittee as well, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just didn't know that it was really explicit enough in this.
The one element that you can't force someone to do is approach this with a collaborative mindset in terms of, for example, developing some group standards or the efficiencies in purchasing and so forth. And
I appreciate that.
The thought was, if we're trying to squeeze all the juice that we can out of this revenue measure, that to the extent that we can make some significant savings there, they can be used in ways that maybe contribute more than custom-made upholstered fabric. You know.
It's also meant to recognize that the ultimate operation of these facilities will be by the library,
mm-hmm.
and to be handed a facility that does not meet operational needs and standards of the library is problematic.
Okay. I understand that. I think that you know, you can't force that kind of cooperation, but that given that the motion requires that each jurisdiction will build what is described within the agreement and also within close consultation, I think probably achieves that goal.
That was the goal. That was the intent.
But I wanted to ensure that the clarity was provided. So I'll move 4B with the additional language as I provided.
Which was?
The final decision.
Rest in the hands of the respective jurisdiction.
Okay. I'll second.
Okay, motion by Supervisor Friend, second by Citizen Member Mosher. I just had a quick question just related to Teresa's comment. So while the facilities plan, you know, the final decision will rest in the hands of the jurisdiction, will there be some sort of communication back? Let's say if someone, you know, wants a library in their community that's going to require an increase in staffing to handle. How do we address that as a library board so there's not this open-ended discussion that we want this, but that it's going to increase our long-term budget to have it staffed? I just want to make sure that if the facilities is going to be, you know, if we're going to have that, the construction is determined by the jurisdiction, that one, we make an estimate of what we're able to provide in terms of service levels as part of that, you know, equation. Is that acceptable as part of the motion?
You'd be able to, in the CFD agreement, which is kind of the next step.
Well, I just think
you can put things in there.
I think that's right. I don't think that's for this motion specifically, but I do believe that in the agreement it's reasonable to say that I think your point's well taken is my point, that I think that we shouldn't be making operational decisions for the library, right, based on our actions. I mean, that's what the library is for. However, I think the point is that while the flexibility of the jurisdictions on a design build within this consultation to be able to do things that maybe we feel are more free than within this confines of this board or the library itself.
Yes.
And so I think those are separate things.
Okay. Fine. Yeah. Okay, so we have a motion by Supervisor Frank, second by Citizen Member Mosher. Right? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Passes unanimously.
Okay. With that in mind,
what about the public outreach?
Yeah,
education?
Well,
why don't we start?
Want to start with public outreach?
Or I was going to say number one.
Number one is the other.
That's a separate agenda.
Okay.
So the project planning, since each jurisdiction is going to go ahead and design its own facility and get the money and do their own thing, my recommendation would be that any advanced planning be in the hands of each jurisdiction, and that they choose what they want to do and involve me or my staff. We are at the disposal of each of the jurisdictions to help in any way that we can.
And the question there is on their own dime, or
it would be
until
on their own dime. Trust funds available. Waylon and downtown. Mm-hmm. Waylon. Well, Felton and downtown both have some trust funds that are available that the board has to allocate. So requests from either Felton or the City of Santa Cruz would need to come to this board to say we want to spend, and Felton has been doing that for a couple of years now, come to this board for those. But in terms of operational funds, I don't see those coming from for this.
But I was thinking, let's say Capitola wanted to do some early planning, you know, you pick a site, let's say you want to do some earlier planning, until the revenue measure is passed, they're doing it on their own dime, correct?
Right. They have access to RDA money.
Yeah.
They're doing it on their own.
Understood. Okay.
So I will move item 3 as recommended on the public
three
outreach.
3 or 2? On the public outreach?
3, that's what we were talking about, right, initially?
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. We were talking about 3, public outreach and education.
No, I haven't talked about
that. He was talking about project
2.
If you want to move that
2.
One, fine with me.
Well, okay. Well, I'll move 3 and then we'll go back to 2. I'm sorry, I'll move 3 because it seems totally non-controversial. I'll move 3.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Supervisor Friend, second by Councilmember Norton. Question?
Since we haven't discussed this, just let these people know what number 3 is.
Yeah, number 3 is public outreach and education. This is for Director Landers to continue the process of contracting for a consultant to advise on public outreach and education and to bring a draft contract to the August 4th meeting for approval by the Library Joint Powers Board. Is there anyone who would like to speak to that before we take a vote? Any discussion with the board here?
Just a comment that I think I don't know if it needs to be in this list, but when we get to this stage, we'll want the message development to be very focused on the different communities, and there may be quite different messaging based on where we're working in the county.
This is not
the
political
campaign.
This is not the political campaign.
Same with the education campaign. think the messaging may be different for the different communities in the education campaign. I don't think it needs to be in here, but I would be looking for a consultant who is knowledgeable about the county and will become knowledgeable about the county and the different specific issues that each of the communities may have around the library that would enhance the positive feedback we get through the education.
Point made. It's part of that listing. Councilmember Matthews.
And just to be really clear, this is for allowable expenditures by a public entity.
Yes.
So this is just information and education. And both for this effort and for the campaign, I think our challenge is going to be to have an overarching message that does then resonate with each community. And the campaign that I think we're all familiar with that kind of embodies this is the Friends of Santa Cruz County State Park. That's my park. Mm-hmm. You know, you got one umbrella and everyone's resonating with their state park. So I think that's what we want to achieve here. A system message, but individualized for each.
I'll make sure that the scope in the contract addresses that as a system.
Okay, motion by Supervisor Friend and second by Councilmember Norton for item 3 on action recommended on page 30, which is the public outreach and education. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Passes unanimously. Okay, so now the next one is to project planning.
So the recommendation would be that I would just suggest that each jurisdiction go ahead and do its advanced planning as it sees fit, using whatever resources are available to them, other than the library's operating.
That's a little bit different than what this is. Affirm the approach to project planning prior to the election. I see.
I thought I came up with the right word, but it was too late for this. It was advanced planning.
Do we need a motion on this?
I think just so.
No, that was just direction to me. If that's, you know.
Well, it's.
Or if you want to make.
Yeah. I'll move it just to formalize it. I think it's easy,
okay.
Right? So I'll move item 2 on the project planning as recommended.
Okay, motion by Supervisor Friend.
Second.
Second by Board Member Campbell.
And
further discussion?
Yeah, the discussion is that prior to the passage of the revenue measure, that the funding for that would come either from trust funds or separate designated funds by the jurisdictions.
Is that a friendly
I'll accept that as a friendly amendment as a clarification.
Yeah, second too. Okay, any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, that passes unanimously. Okay, now we'll move on to item B, which is the direction on the method of formation of the community facilities district.
Okay, I worked with both with the bond council and with city attorney, for library attorney, which is the city attorney, and went through the various options, and basically I'm recommending that and there was actually a word left out, I can't believe it, page 38, it was read by two attorneys, and they didn't catch it. This is the option recommended by Chick Adams of Jones Hall, that we form a new JPA with the four jurisdictions for the sole purpose of forming a CFD. They tell me it's very easy to do, it's clean, it's easy. It imposes a special tax and issue the bonds directly from that CFD. If that's the direction you would like to authorize me to go in, speaking to the earlier point about that motion that was passed, we didn't have all the details then on what it would mean for the LFA to do it.
Right.
So it was. I think it was more direction than you know, a direction to go in. But we've now explored it, and this is the one that's being recommended by council. If you direct me to continue with this, then I can actually engage in a contract with council to develop this and come back. Don't know if I'd make it by the August meeting, but possible. Looks like we are going to need an August meeting to bring you a draft of what that might look like. So, and there would need to be that side agreement as well on a lot of the details, but the devil will be on the details on this one, but I think we just need to get started on preparing the document.
Any discussion on this item? So, Mayor,
why did staff recommend that we go with option 5 rather than option 3? They seem awfully similar, and I'm just wondering.
3 is the LFA, which means you've got Watsonville involved.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only change?
That's the biggest change, because you've got Watsonville, and it's also then a county board, so the, a lot of the decisions would be made in absence of anybody else to make it. There's going to be issues that will come up. It's similar to number number two.
Okay, I got it.
Any other board discussion before I ask member of the public to comment? Councilmember Matthews?
In discussing this, I think with either Teresa or Martine, I can't remember, there was a, I think, mentioned something like a side letter of agreement
right.
or something. Do you
yes.
see that coming back at the same time, or would it be?
Possibly, I don't know how, maybe a draft of something.
Yeah.
It's going to need work, I'm sure, but it would.
But just as a.
To raise the issues that need to be included.
Launching
yes.
for discussion.
Yes.
Yeah,
because yeah, we're getting low on time here.
Yeah. But I feel like we're making progress.
Yeah. Okay. Is there any member of the public who wishes to speak to 11B? Let me just. Seeing none, we'll bring back to the board. Board member Mosher.
Just a clarification in the staff report, Teresa, you have should we adopt option five? There are four issues that need to be decided. Wouldn't this be decided by the JPA once it's formed, or would we be making recommendations?
I think some of this needs to be in the actual agreement for the JPA. So some of it, when it came back to you as a draft.
Excuse me.
Then.
Sorry for interrupting, but the doors are unsecured and there's people coming in and out. And reported that people were trapped. So I don't know if we want to secure the doors down there.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Thank you. Sorry for interrupting.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not sure exactly when some of this needs to get decided. So what my proposal is, we'll let bond council write it up, and then what has to be in there now, what gets decided later, they would sort all that out. None of this is going to get approved without your approval, and then the JPA itself is going to need to be approved by the four jurisdictions. So it's really just to start getting the wording started. And
all right.
Is your question whether or not we need to make a decision on that right now?
Oh, I'm not. No, I'm
I was
not
just
asking.
Point of clarification.
Yeah.
I mean, just as an example, the choosing the treasurer seems to me that would be premature at this point, but maybe not.
And I'm not asking.
It seems to me that would be a decision you'd want to make among the four jurisdictions that are represented on that on the new board, rather than us making that decision. But
I'm not asking for you to recommend on these, and I'm not an attorney, so I'm not sure what goes in which agreement. There's
okay.
a couple of different agreements involved here. So these are just the kinds of things that are coming.
These are just next steps
and
in terms of... Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay. So bring it back to the board. Is there any action?
I will move the recommended action, which is to direct library director to proceed with option five as described.
Second.
Okay, motion by Supervisor Friend, second by Councilmember
I assume you also need my action on number two then at the same time?
I thought we did two.
For provide direction on decisions we made regarding governance and structure. Is that aligned in the report?
No, it's just.
Yeah, that's number two.
I did ask for some. Okay, I did ask for
yeah, so that, I think
on
that's
that.
To Citizen Member Mosher's question, then there, yep. It sounds like you're asking for additional clarifications. Why don't we just actually move item one and then we can have additional discussion on that? Because I think
yep,
we're
sorry about
be.
That.
Okay.
So I'll move recommendation one on page 36. Option five, and we already have a second.
Yeah, we do. Motion by Supervisor Friend, second by Councilmember Matthews. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 It's on page 36.
Oh, it's 35.
Okay.
He bet
it. The action. Yeah.
I mean, I had these conversations several weeks ago.
Okay.
It's one.
Got it.
So
yeah.
I think these, the JPA agreement itself does designate a treasurer. So.
Yeah.
You have
okay.
to have a
so
place
now,
for that money to go.
Okay, now
yes.
we're moving on to the second half of this recommendation,
right.
which is providing direction to the library director on decisions that need to be made regarding governance and structure of the new JPA as outlined in the report. So, board discussion on this?
Well, it seems to me that this is something that the administrator should decide these items and bring back to us as a strategy. For example, under 3, it'd be odd for me to have electeds deal with a JPA that's functionally just a CFD, as opposed to that just being an administrator-based body. So, if you list on under, should option five be selected? It's now been selected. Do you want a clarification on items 1 through 4, just as Citizen
right.
Member Mosher said?
The the way it's going to happen now, because of the way you've chosen to do it, the bond passes, the CFD gets the money, the CFD hands out the money, the CFD's done. Mm-hmm. So it really isn't a very long-lived body. It really has nothing after that.
Well, at what point do you need to define what this body looks like?
When I bring that agreement back.
Okay, so is there potential action to...
Yes, so why would we give you additional direction on that tonight?
Because if I bring a proposed JPA agreement to you in 3 weeks, these issues are part of that JPA agreement. And given that I know that City Manager Bernal is gone for 2 weeks, I don't know how long Susan's gone, I'm not sure that the committee would get to this, so would have time to do this if you want this to keep moving forward. After August 4th, you're talking September 7th.
In your discussions, I didn't mean to interrupt, but in your discussions with the administrators, was there any concern about who the treasurer was? I mean, I assume
I presented these options based on what he told me.
And these are consensus options by the administrators, in your opinion?
No. Well, are they? I have no idea.
Oh, well.
Okay.
This is what bond counsel has recommended.
Has there been any discussion with the administrators regarding this? Maybe that would be a good, I mean, I know what we're talking about.
She's making the point that she doesn't have the time for that.
No, it's just that the
schedules are... We have a special meeting on July 28th. That could be something that might be added to it.
Well, if you're wanting the administrators to make the decision, I mean, I can have it written up based on what the bond counsel is recommending so that there's something that you can have on August 4th, and then if you want to make changes, and then the administrators could be looking at it during that time as well. But if we wait until that group meets again, I'm afraid we're losing too much time.
I just would feel a little bit more comfortable reviewing this with our respective administrators only because I feel a little bit unqualified to speak to this level of specifics at this short amount of time, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't want to make a decision that's so... none of these things particularly concern me. I just don't know structurally... I just don't understand the structure of it enough to make a decision at this time, unless other board members feel differently. I think that that's a better way to proceed, Teresa. And I hope that it doesn't make your life impossible, but I think that we should come back at a time where we have an opportunity to discuss this with our respective administrators and come to an understanding or agreement. And I would encourage you to do the same in between to the degree you can with Martine and Jamie and everybody else.
Well, I know Martine's gone for the next 2 weeks. He's not back till the 21st, so...
Or his designee.
Or his designee.
Right. So the point is to review with the administrators.
Would one option be to draft it as much as you can and then have items for discussion highlighted without making recommendations?
Yes. That's a suggestion I think that's being put forward.
But I'm open to other ideas. I don't mean to run this. I mean, I appreciate hearing
you. Yeah, I agree with that. The learning curve is huge for me right here. And me to make a decision on this item is really difficult. Understanding where it came from to get here. Okay. So I prefer that it puts their time in. Actually, maybe a clear direction from staff as to what they want to do coming back to this board and outline that way. Where do you really want to go with this? And then
Mayor,
bring me back to board at that time.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm not opposed to what Dennis and Zach are talking about. At the same time, these provisions, they seem innocuous enough to me, so I wouldn't have a problem moving forward with it now, but I would feel strongly if you wanted to do what Zach and Dennis are talking about.
I basically agree with Supervisor Brown, the council member. I feel even less qualified as a non-elected representative to be deciding on these things. I'd like to hear what the administrator's recommendations are.
Just as a point of clarification, what items would be? He said that there was an agreement. Do you have, which items do you think?
No, I didn't say there was. They haven't.
He said that there was an agreement, but I meant that... is there something that you suppose would be the one that are the things that are, as Councilmember Reed says or Mayor Reed says, are innocuous enough that we move forward with, or would you prefer to just bring them all back?
Quite frankly, given the fact that the CFD is going to probably meet 3 times, I think the answer to all of them is fairly innocuous. It doesn't matter who handles any of it.
Okay.
It's more a matter of
Councilmember Matthews,
do it.
Then I would suggest that you bring back for, that you incorporate in the discussions of what you'll bring to us
just, in fact, yeah.
Operating base and do what I can to touch base with the administrator.
Yeah, it would be helpful. And then we'll make the final determination. It could very well be, but what I've learned very shortly in this 16-month process is that even the paper it's printed on hasn't been innocuous, so I just want to make sure that we cover our bases on this kind of thing.
And the only thing where I see a choice in the actual sentences is that on number three, the JPA needs a board. It could be an elected official from each jurisdiction or each of the four jurisdictional administrators. That's the only place where we'd be making a preference right now. But you bring it back.
Is there a preference the board wants, just a discussion to bring forward?
On item three?
Yes.
I have a clear preference that it be the four jurisdictional administrators.
Yeah. That would be my preference as well. Is any other discussion?
No.
I see.
I agree.
Okay, Administrator, Councilmember Norton?
Yeah.
Administrators?
Okay. Well, then we've solved one problem for you that you're going to bring back.
That's just by consensus.
Which is probably going to be the biggest thing, but still you bring it back and we'll work it out.
I just have one question. You said that they'd only meet three times and then they dissolve, essentially. My understanding was that they would be holding the bondholders would want to see this district continue through the life of the bonds. Right?
It would exist, but it wouldn't have anything to do.
Right, except just to monitor that the tax money's coming in and there'd be some kind of financial report.
The money will come in as a full.
But it will exist.
That could be included in the report, just a response to that in terms of clarifying that question. Mm-hmm. Thanks. I think this one is, very, I appreciate everybody's had a lot of discussion on it. We've been grappling with this for several meetings now, and I really feel like we kind of have a path now moving forward. So I really thank you for all of your patience and everyone that's been involved, because it hasn't been easy, but I feel like we're now kind of moving forward in a positive way to really look at some investment and improvements in all of our countywide libraries. So, is there any discussion further required on this one?
Do you need a motion on that specifically? Okay, so I'll move that item two with I'll move item two with the fact that three be specifically the administrators.
Preference
to the administrators. And direct the library director to reach out to the city administrators or their designees to discuss these options and then bring it back at the very first meeting in August. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. But what about at the, would you see any reason why this wouldn't come back at the special meeting, or should we leave that separate?
I think separate.
Separate, okay.
Okay, so.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second? Motion by Supervisor Friend, second by Councilmember Matthews. Is there further discussion?
Quick question. So the point about that we were just talking about the representative being the administrator rather than elected. These are at the end of the day, it's the jurisdictions, it's the four jurisdictions who are going to decide to set up this JPA. It's not this body. So when we say it shall be the administrator, that's our recommendation.
It's our preference.
At the end of the day, that's a decision for each of the bodies to make.
Yeah.
Although each time one of you changes.
I got it. I just want to make sure.
Okay. That's understood. Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. We have a motion on the floor. Supervisor Friend, Councilmember Matthews. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay. Motion passes unanimously.
I do have a question related to this general topic, and it relates to what Jim mentioned about who's keeping track, etc., of how the money's spent. And maybe this is something to ask the bond council. I mean, I know some of the bond measures that have been passed have citizens.
This would not. By giving the money to each of the jurisdictions then has control over the funds.
I think it's important to the public that there be some kind of, and maybe that's the JPB that does that or something. And it's not regulatory, but just reviewing don't know. So that's just a question to ask the bond council.
What kind of reporting requirements?
You can put anything in the agreement that you want.
Yeah, but beyond what's legally required, what might be considered a beneficial but not burdensome process?
Yeah, that was.
That's kind of what you were thinking.
Yes, there was.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll come back at the same time, the August board meeting. Okay, so seeing that we have, I think we're done with this section, so we'll move on to item 12, which is the written communications. And generally, these are here for informational purposes only. So unless you have questions regarding these.
I wanted to point out that you were trying to give more detail on the security report. We're also giving you
great.
A list of the individuals who've been thrown out. And ask to leave, and then an update that I gave you based on what you directed me last time to go back to the city attorney and review policy, and we did that. So that report is in here.
Thank you. Okay, see, no questions. We'll move on to the board meeting calendar, and our next meeting is going to be the special session on July 28th.
I took the liberty of guessing you'd pass
at 6 p.m. at the downtown library, and then we'll have one after that August 4th. And that will be, we can have that.
I think it's here.
Really?
Yeah, we have it on the calendar. Okay. We just typically don't hold that meeting, but we
okay.
do do this.
So next meeting, we'll be back here July 28th, 6 p.m. For our next meeting. And if there's no other discussion, we need to adjourn.